You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
I'm Amy Alpers.
And I'm Anthony Steves.
Do you have to think about that one, Anthony?
They did. I think today I'm Anthony Steves.
Yeah. All right. Well, for all you listeners out there, if this is your first time or 10th time, we hope that you will help us out a little bit and like, share, whatever it takes to get the word out about the This Is Stockton podcast. Review would be great, too. So just remember, subscribing does help us. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Like, subscribe, and share.
We love the reviews. It pleases me to read them and see if I can figure out who it is.
We get very emotional. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I cry every time.
I can't help it. I love it so much.
Well, we're talking arts today, right, Amy?
Heck yeah, we're talking arts today. Right, Anthony?
Heck yeah.
I know we let Anthony in on the regular part of the podcast to talk about arts in town. So
they let me out of the small room, out of the small room today. Yeah. I'm with the big guys.
May never hear him again. We'll just see how this works.
Ever again.
If you don't like, subscribe, and share, this could be Anthony's last podcast.
Bye, everybody. Yes. Save Anthony. That's a new hashtag.
New merch. Save Anthony.
Damn. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, it's an exciting day. So, typically in our marketing content calendar, September and October are the times where we promote the arts in Stockton. It's, you know, we're coming off the high of summer. A ton of the arts organizations in town start kicking off their, their program years, I guess. But a lot of the arts organizations run on like a traditional school calendar. So from the fall through the spring, very exciting. So we just kind of wanted to talk about some of the big arts organizations in town, some of the interesting places you can experience art in Stockton, and some of our, you know, we can't help but talk about ourselves and some of our personal experiences with the arts in town. So you're going to have to hear from us as well. So I've broken this down, gentlemen, into 4 big categories. So I have music, performance, visual arts, and experiential arts. So that said, we're going to start with music.
Wow. And you know, I was just going to say before we start, we are lucky to have such a vibrant arts community in this city. I mean, we talked in our last episode about the history of the Stockton Symphony, right? And how we have the third oldest symphony. Our Civic Theater's been around for decades. Our Haga Museum is, getting close to 100 years old. So, I mean, we're just so fortunate to have these assets in our community. And just, you know, I think today we'll talk about a lot of ones I think people just don't know about.
Oh, 100%. When we were putting together this list, I was like, Jesus, we just keep going and it keeps going.
And it's not just that, you know, it's like when we talk about the Zion Chamber Music Festival or the Fine Arts Festival. I mean, these things are decade-long arts events in our community. So just hopefully this will inspire some of our listeners to go out and support the arts community, because communities that have strong arts presence just really, I don't know, something's cool about them.
100%.
It's essential to a well-rounded city is to have a strong arts community. So kick 100%. It off, Amy.
We're going music first. And basically when we sat down, we're trying to come up with this list of places. So the first thing we're going to talk about is like the organizations or the big groups in town. So first of all, UOP and Delta College have about a million different musical organizations that you could imagine. So if we skipped any of those, you can add them in the comments and then we will highlight them, because we were like, wait, where is that again? That's a Delta.
The asterisk for this podcast is like, we're doing our best to mention every arts organization in Stockton, but it's tough because there is a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have that there's so many that we might have forgotten one. So forgive us. but the Conservatory of Music at UOP, and obviously, Wes, I'm sure you could share just like a tidbit about the history of like David Brubeck or the importance of jazz and music at UOP.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know, Dave Brubeck attended the University of Pacific, and he met his wife, Iola, there at the University of Pacific.
And we love it.
was, you know, we did the Brubeck Institute here at Pacific and the Brubeck Festival for many years in the past, but he had a big impact on the jazz studies program at the University of Pacific. And I'm not sure if we still have all his collection in the archives at the university, but yeah, definitely a big part of it. And that's why we have the Take Five Jazz Club now that happens, you know, at Valley Brew. But jazz is just a big part of our DNA in Stockton, but also because of Dave Brubeck at the University of the Pacific. So yeah, and that all falls under that big conservatory of music, right? That does, they do everything from opera theater to wind ensembles to you name it. That conservatory of music at Pacific is jamming all the time.
All the time. And as Wes alluded to, so the Pacific Wind Band, obviously, hence the name, that's also a big organization that falls under UOP. And he mentioned Take Five Jazz. So that's a super accessible once a week. I think they picked up their season. That's the word I was looking for earlier, was season.
I couldn't think of it.
I believe their season started in September and it's every Thursday at Valley Brew. I love Valley Brew so much. So that's another place you might see me in town and you can buy me a beer because I can walk there from my house. So
please do.
There you go.
One of the professors, Patrick Langham, he has his own quartet that plays in that rotation, as do the students from Pacific Jazz. So yeah, if you love jazz, you need to be at Valley Brew on those Thursdays.
That's right. Cool. And then a couple of other giant organizations. So Stockton Symphony, as Wes has alluded to, one of the oldest symphonies in California, which is super awesome. And make sure you go back and listen to our last episode if you want to hear more about them. Friends of Chamber Music, another. They perform at UOP campus. They're not necessarily like UOP people, but very cool organization that's keeping chamber music alive in the community. And last but not least, and it's probably not last because we might have forgot some, but the Stockton Chorale, which I know they do many of their shows at the Central Methodist. And they have a couple different groups that they have. They have a children's group. They have like the big master chorale. They have the Stockton Singers, which is like, I want to sing, but I'm like, can't be there all the time. And they do really cool stuff. I know.
And
they do
don't
concert.
Forget
who?
The German Beer Choir.
In the German beer choir, that's part of Stockton.
I can't pronounce what they call it because it starts with an H. It
starts with an H, but it doesn't sound like it starts with an H. Yeah. You know who you are. Drop it in the comments. Yeah.
Yes, they were at Stockton Flavor Fest last year in the craft beer tent. But yes, they have a German beer choir, which is fun. They sing like German beer songs, which that's right. Absolutely nothing wrong with
okay,
that.
so that's kind of like the big organizations. And then I called out a couple cool, interesting places that I think are fun to go experience live music at. So Hatch Workshop, we'll talk more about them in like the visual arts component or like the experiential, but they have a really cool garden space in the back that they host concerts at. And it's very fun. It's kind of like the home to like the kind of screamo metal music that happens in Stockton. And back when I was living in Stockton, we used to go to this place called, or back when I was in high school,
yes,
there was a spot downtown called Plea for Peace Blackwater Cafe. And that was kind of our like metal grunge spot. So Hatch Workshop. I also just saw on Instagram, there's a new spot called Hotbox 209 that's somewhere on Minor Street. And they just started hosting like that same genre of music. So worth checking them out on Instagram. Yeah. Cast Iron Trading Company does live music on Thursdays and Saturdays, which is very fun. Whirlows on the Miracle Mile does live music. Trail Coffee Roasters has jazz and different sort of musical performances now as part of their Trail After Dark series. Coach's Lounge is a really cool downtown kind of like club / blues and R&B bar / performance space. The Hagen Museum on the first and third Thursdays always has some sort of musical components. Yeah. And so you can like go to the Hagen, get a glass of wine and watch music.
And those are like national touring acts.
Yeah, I mean, amazing.
You'd be really surprised the stuff that's coming through the Hagen on these first and third Thursdays. I just like follow them on social media because they're doing everything from classical guitarists to like Irish bands or, you know, I know in the holidays they have Pacific and horns.
Oh yeah, the horns. Yeah.
Everybody loves banger horn Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing handbells. So yeah. Also handbells in a museum.
They had a big sitar player there a while ago that I remember from my past life in Idaho. It was very cool. They got a lot of cool stuff going there.
Amy, since we're in the season and Halloween's here soon, can you dress up as Screamo Amy from that era? Is that possible?
Can I dress up as who?
Screamo.
Oh, me Amy. As 16-year-old Amy?
Just come in that day. Just
I mean, I could.
You have the eyeliner supply. Yes. That you require.
Oh, man. I had to go find some like chunky beaded neck. Oh, God. It was Choker. A vibe. Oh, man. Oh, anyways.
Tour down memory lane.
Another fun one during the summer months, Windmill Cove. So yes. I know this is October, but just wait until next summer and go. For maybe you have a boat and you get to go out to Windmill Cove, or you can drive there. I love a concert on the water. Yeah. Very fun.
All the great tribute bands go through there. The Boston tribute bands. And I know the Spasmatics have been out there. And yeah, they rock it out there on the water. Their venue is really cool.
Yeah, very cool. And then King's Card Club does a ton of live music out there on King's Card Club is on West Swain. Lane and Swain. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. So there's some spots all across town. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have really good food. All right, whew, big category one down. Next up, performance art. Acting. So to kick things off, Stockton Civic Theater. Wes, I'm sure you have something to say about Stockton Civic Theater.
Yeah, well, I was really involved in theater in high school and college, and I saw a lot of Stockton Civic Theater. I just recently saw their most recent one is 9 to 5. The one prior Rent was phenomenal.
Nice.
But they're in their, 60th season, 50-something season. So, I mean, great quality of live theater. And they also do SCT Junior. So they do Beauty and the Beast is the one that's next. Mm-hmm. So they're a great way to get kids involved in theater. But really, we have some amazing theatrical talent in this community. And Stockton Civic Theater has been a part of that forever. And if you don't know where they're at, they're on Grand Canal. They're behind Grand Canal Boulevard. They're on Rosemary. That's what it is.
Yeah, Rosemary.
Over by the Hilton in that area there. So
they do a whole summer kids program too. Maybe you were fortunate to catch me in the 2000 and three production.
Yes.
God, I can't even remember what it was called, but I was the role of Mother Nature.
Yeah. I can see that.
It couldn't have been 2003. What the heck? When was it? Anyways, very fun though, because you get to meet kids from all across the city. It's not just like the kids you went to school with or whatever. So it was very fun.
And speaking of kids theater, one of my sons went through the Kudos Children's Theater program.
Nice.
Out on North Stockton, out on Lucille. And they're a small kind of black box space, but they just do great stuff too. And their costumes are always good. Again, a great place for young, talented kids to get involved at all ages, to get involved in theater. So if you haven't checked out Kudos Children's Theater, be sure to do that because they are really legit.
I love it. And then another one that's kind of new to the scene still, but very fun to go see is the Catalyst Theater Company. Our friend of the podcast, Paula Scheel, is quite involved in their
production. Friend of the show.
It's very fun. And their whole deal is doing like hour-long, no intermission, very easily consumable spoken word or theatrical or et cetera.
That's Harvey Jordan, right? Harvey Jordan's running that show out there.
Yeah, I was just trying to look up the name. Yes, but that sounds correct. And it's like a cast of his friends, and it depends on how many people are in each one. The last one, I believe, was only like a one-person show. But it's very cool. They set up little cocktail tables, and there's beer and wine, and it's like $10. It's very, very chill. And I love the Catalyst. We'll talk more about them too. So I'm
biased. The next one on the list is San Joaquin Delta College, and they are this is where I cut my big chops, right? On the big stage at Delta College when I was in theater. Yeah, I was in my very first show was a chorus member in No No Nanette, and this was when was this? Late 80s. God, how old am I? I don't even remember. And then my most famous role is I played the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors on the Delta College stage. And actually, if you don't know, the dentist actually plays like 8 roles in that because he does get killed. So we got to keep him busy. And then I was on the biggest stage, the Aston Auditorium. Delta doesn't do it anymore, but they used to do big shows with a guest artist every year. And we did Guys and Dolls, and we had Shelley Berman, which I don't know if anybody will know who Shelley Berman is, but if you Google Shelley Berman, he's now gone, deceased. He was a really, really famous comedian who kind of like before Bob Newhart did those telephone comedy, but he also did everything from performing at the biggest venues in New York. So anyway, I was his understudy.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Something way back when. So yeah, Delta College is a legit venue. They've got really, because the theater program was built during this time of great investment by the state, they have two fantastic venues. Three, actually. They have a Black Box Theater, the Al Mohler Black Box Theater. They have the Tilly Lewis Theater, and they have the Atherton Auditorium, and all very professional venues with full flies. That's all theater talk there. But anyway, beautiful dressing rooms, a great scene shop. Delta College is legit if you want to learn about theater.
Comparison here. Amy was like, "That was Mother Nature in something once," whereas Wes and I have like memorized every single play we ever did in the history of time. So there's that comparison.
No,
I was in tech theater too, so I did a lot of stage managing and stuff.
My parents may still have my awards. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. How embarrassing! I'm sorry to the theater community. And then our other university in town has a big theater program too. I'm not super familiar with it, but the internet says UOP's got a Kraken theater program as well. So
and they do that opera theater also, which is unique. You know, that's a whole cool thing. I can't remember what they're doing. Treasure Island. Did we see that? Is that what we saw?
That's what's coming up.
Yeah. So
love it. And then of course we can't not mention, I guess this should have been in my where to go see stuff, but the Bob Hope Theater, which obviously has all sorts. It's an amazing venue. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of art in and of itself, and they always have amazing performances happening there.
Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Great place for comedians. A great place.
Great place for comedians. Yeah.
We all want to see. I know you were there. Didn't you see Jerry Seinfeld when he was recently in town?
Heck yeah, I was there.
Yeah, he was.
I also saw Steve-O there.
Oh yeah,
I'm just a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. Yes.
I believe George Lopez was there recently.
Yeah. And then of course music too. They have great musical acts going through there. I mean, they sell out a lot of them. They just had a country act last week, and then I saw Ringo Starr there, and I've seen Earth, Wind & Fire there, and you name it.
God, you know what? Okay, so my personal backstory, my birthday, September 11th. So on the big September 11th, I was 12, and they closed down all the malls and everything, et cetera, et cetera. So my mom had not been birthday shopping yet, and she went to Tower Records, RIP Tower Records, and bought me a Cake CD and 10 tickets to the Cake concert. Because at the time it was that I want a girl with a short skirt and long jacket. And that was like the only song I knew, but it was obviously a really day and it was awkward and whatever else. So I got my CD. I listened to that thing like nonstop, and the concert was at Bob Hope like 2 weeks later and they still had it, and I got to bring all my friends, and that was the first time I ever went there, and I was obsessed with it after that.
I still prefer their cover of War Pigs over Black Sabbath's version.
It's a
Because they're out of Sacramento, right? Because I know they played the Blackwater but when they were just
100%. They have a song called Arco Arena. Neck of the woods. And then I wanted to give a shout out to a fun, unexpected place to take in some performance art. And that would be Terra Coffee. Terra Coffee has a really cool open mic night. They host a lot of poetry events and things like that. And then Wes wanted to share a little bit about like the poetry scene in Stockton.
Well, yeah, we obviously we're about to have a new poet laureate, but Tama Brisbane has been a poet laureate for many years. She's about to be the emeritus. Of course, the most famous spoken word poet in Stockton's history, right after Tama, would be Brandon Leake, of course, winner of America's Got Talent, and now tours the country and has been on this podcast.
Yes, he has.
Heck yeah.
Spoken word, you know, just another thing. I actually did that in high school.
Cool.
Nice.
Because Dorothy Mulvihill was my teacher in high school at Manteca High, and she was really big. And I'm like, why are we doing it? It was weird to me at first. but it's kind of like theater, right? But you get to read the script at the same time. You don't have to memorize anything. It's actually pretty cool.
That's true. So, I didn't think about that. All right. Heading into 3 of 4, and that is visual arts. So this organization, Wes knows quite a bit about them, Art Splash. It's pretty cool. It's like art in unexpected places kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. It's walk around art in downtown Stockton. So there'll usually be a host venue. You'll get a map, and then you can go tour around different artists at different venues in downtown Stockton. And Joy Nice has been leading this for a long time. But we love any, you know, any opportunity to support small local artists, you know, the visual artists, the ones who hang art in places. And we have a larger organization to do that. But Art Splash is just a great way to go out and see artists pop up and actually meet artists too. I think that's a cool thing. About
and it's
that,
a fun you know? Way to like see downtown too. I like art in spots where you're like, oh, there's art here. That's cool. Like,
yeah.
yeah. art in unexpected places. The Horton Gallery at Delta always is doing rotating exhibits from students and et cetera. And that is one of the, I would say that's probably one of the most popular galleries in town. That place is always cracking, as well as Reynolds Gallery on UOP's campus. So gotta love supporting the students in their art endeavors. And we have the Hagen Museum, which obviously is one of the most visited attractions in this community. And as Wes alluded to, it's almost 100 years old. And Wes, do you have anything about the Hagen you want to say?
Well, we've all been going there since we were kids, right? I mean, obviously, I think when we did field trips as youngins, it was because they had a mummy. They no longer have a mummy. So this is not a mummy-specific museum, but the Hagen McKee family that donated all of the art. We're talking, you know, 19th century European and American fine art collection that is just amazing. If you want to see the Yosemite collection by Bierstadt, but also everything from all of the great artists of the 18th and 19th century at the Hagen Museum, but also commercial art, right? J.C. Leyendecker, the largest collection on display in the world.
Exactly. So, and they have rotating gallery spaces too. They have a history museum component as well. So we got all sorts of stuff.
You got to check out, if you like art and fine art, you can get lost in these paintings. They're so amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
And then, of course, if you like art and local artists, you got to go check out the Goodwin Gallery on the Miracle Mile, right down from Wardlow's. If you're watching a live show, go down to the Goodwin Art Gallery. That's the Stockton Art League. And what's cool about that, obviously, it's not just a place to look at art, but it's a place to purchase art. So if you want to buy everything from pottery to wire art to painting art, that is a great place to go, is the Goodwin Gallery.
Yeah, it's cool. It kind of operates kind of like an artist co-op. So it's
pretty neat. Definitely.
Another spot that's dear to me is the Alan Short Center Gallery. So that's on the old State Hospital campus. It's a school for disabled adults. And they, my friend Bridget, her mom was the art teacher at that school for a very long time. And they have a gallery where the students make art and they raise funds for their programming over there. So it's beautiful over on the university, what's it called? University Park campus. So worth checking out. Where the big outdoor mural of the hands holding up the globe, it's in that building, if you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Mexican Heritage Center, another awesome spot to go experience some visual art. Lean's cultural, but they also have a coffee shop and everything down there. They have a really cool space down here downtown. So if you haven't been, worth going to check out. The Catalyst has an amazing art gallery. So the Catalyst is a yoga wellness slash art studio. So if you're into yoga and art, it's like the best thing ever because they rotate through that space every couple months. And so every time you're going in for a class, there's different arts on the wall. Yeah. So they do a lot of really cool regional stuff. They had just had a big local art show. So
didn't you just buy something from there recently?
I did. So for my my birthday every year, I like to buy myself some local art. So when I was at a yoga class the other day, there was a woman named Deborah Staley.
She appreciates it.
She is a bead artist, and she did like a little mosaic looking bead piece of Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. You guys are gonna be so jealous.
You haven't showed us the picture. I want to see this.
It's still on display. I don't like owning it. There's a little red dot on the tag, so I know I bought it, but yeah, I was like, oh my god,
that's awesome.
I have to have this. So obsessed.
That's a huge part of my high school life there.
Oh my god. Well, that was like one of those movies that my mom showed me. She was like, this is one of my favorite movies. And then I was probably like too young to be watching it. She was like, oh my god,
what are you watching?
And I was like, what's happening to me? I like this movie. Exactly. Anyways, my awakening. And then some cool and unexpected places to experience art. If you guys didn't know, we have a huge utility cover arts display all around downtown Stockton. I think there's like 25 or 30.
Maybe. Yeah. It was a part of, you know, there used to be, anytime there was a large construction project in Stockton, public art was one of those things that took a piece of that overall budget.
Yes.
And it was dedicated to public art. And so the utility covers are part of that. Everything from sailboats to sugar skulls to a little bit of Stockton history. Some of it's just art related. So those are all over. There's probably the most visible ones right in front of the big courthouse downtown. But you also see embedded art in the sidewalks in downtown Stockton, plus all of the sculptures that are around everywhere, from the one by the arena, which is called Stockton Rising, which is odd. Sculpture. If you look at it, you really have to like. You can spend some time at that one.
All the cars over by the arena? That one's so sick.
Yeah, that's the above the entrance RC of the parking garage. Yeah. But even the overpass that you're on 8 Mile Road, if you're going over to Park West Place, all the trees that are under the underpass are all considered public art too. So we actually have a great public art guide on our website. We have an arch trail that'll be sunsetting soon, so you got to do it. But if you go Google Stockton Arch Trail or go to StocktonArchTrail.com, you can actually do a little check-in challenge and see a lot of this public art, because we have a good amount of it. It's really, really vibrant scene. Murals, too. That is public art, right? Murals?
Yes.
And we can get into the whole thing. 100%. We can do a whole podcast on murals, I feel like. But we got some really cool ones.
Maybe we should do that, actually. That'd be fun. And then, as I was alluding to with the catalyst, so like it's not where you would be like, oh, an art gallery. And there's a couple other places like that in town that rotate art that might be multifunctional. So Terra Coffee does a great job. They rotate through local artists every month and change out the art on their walls. And they're also very proud to hire artists to work in the coffee shop. So, which I mean, it just feels appropriate, right? To have a bunch of like local artists in a cool coffee shop. So we love that. And then the Pride Center also started doing a rotating gallery representing an LGBTQ plus artist every month. And so they do an open house once a month and sell the art on the wall and highlight a local artist. So that's very cool. Another cool way to experience art in Stockton is the first Saturdays at the Haggin Museum are free admission day. So no excuse to not get out and experience the arts in town. And the last one on my list is we wanted to give a shout out to the Friends of the Fox organization. So they are a nonprofit that were instrumental in helping restore and keep the Fox Theater from being torn down. Like in the, when was that, Wes? Like in the 90s?
Yeah, 80s, 90s. They wanted to make a parking lot.
Yeah, and they started the restoration project. So they now, as a fundraiser for the Fox, put on once a month, they have a classic movie series. The one that just happened was Back to the Future, which is pretty cool. So yeah, check our website, check their website. And it's always on a Sunday in the afternoon. A very cool way to experience the arts and stuff.
And before each show, they play the mighty Morton Oregon.
Dave Moreno, Oregon. Yeah, there it is.
I was telling these guys earlier the first time I went to Friends at the Fox and I heard the organ play, I cried. And they were like, oh my God, you cried? And I was like, that's very typical Amy behavior to get overwhelmed by some art. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, but it is a cool organ because it's not, I don't even know how it all works, right? But of course, this organ's massive. But then, you know, behind the scrims, you know, on the left and right side is where the actual, there's drums and guitars and horns back there that actually play. It's not digital music.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard to wrap your head around if you don't really know how those theater organs work. So
if I remember correctly, it's the last of its kind or one of the last ones that are in
existence. I believe it is one of the last. Yeah. In a theater like that. So it's pretty dope. Okay. So we wanted to hit on a couple before I get to my last one, the fourth one. We were going to talk about a couple of the big events where you can go and visually take in arts in Stockton. So, Anthony, you want to jam through those?
Absolutely. We've got, of course, the McKee Student Art Exhibit in February and March. We have the San Joaquin, I got to say this like Harry Potter, Potter's Guild Fine Arts Festival.
Takes place in November.
Potter. Takes place in November. Adam's loving the pop sound.
It's not a Harry Potter festival, though, right?
Not at all. No, not at all. No.
Pottery.
Pottery festival, yeah.
Poultry. We have the Zion Chamber Music Festival that happens in January. And, of course, in the summer, from June to August, there is the Concerts in the Park that takes place, which is fantastic.
Yeah. All of those events have been around for decades. You know, all of those events, those annual arts events have been around for decades. So they're really cool to get out there and support local artists.
We love it. We love it. All right. And my four of four, this is how you can get out and experience the arts hands-on in the community. So one of our recommended places would be The Right Place, which is part of Tuliburg Press, where you can go take, they do all sorts of writing classes. They do bookmaking classes.
Paper making.
Yeah. We, if you go back and listen on the podcast, we learned that people are making paper out of their old wedding dresses and stuff. It's like this very emotional, therapeutic, cool, like, oh, I don't know. Again, me crying probably. Very cool. We love to hear it. So we love a nonprofit working on the arts in Stockton. Hatch Workshop. They are not just a artist like collective. You can go and they do all sorts of classes there. They have ceramics classes. They have woodworking classes. Really cool 3D printing. Like all sorts of artsy construction-y classes that you can.
And also, if you're an artist, you can rent space at Hatch. Yeah, so if you just need the kiln or. You need that little thing that spins around to make your ceramics, which I don't know what it's called.
The wheel, but yeah.
Yes, you can rent space there. Or if you just need to use the welder or cut out some big piece of metal. I mean, that's a cool place like for artists who may not have the investment of all the equipment they need. Hatch probably has that.
Yeah, 100%. That's a big investment when you're like, I want to get into pottery. And it's like, okay, where do you start? Yeah, you're going to build a kiln in your backyard?
They put off a lot of heat.
Yeah, a lot of heat. And it's a cool place to like go meet other local artists who are doing the stuff that you want to do. So cool, really cool community space. The Goodwin Gallery hosts classes, the one that we mentioned down on the Miracle Mile. So that's a really fun place to go. And then the Hagen Museum on second Saturdays does classes for families, which is very fun and exciting. So different kind of painting classes and hands-on experiences. So that is just a few of the places where you can experience arts. Like we mentioned, Stockton Civic Theater has a children's art program. Kudos Theater has a, you know, local theater program for the kids. So fun times, fun times, fun times. All right. Anyone have any other personal stories they want to share about arts in Stockton? I feel like all I did was share personal stories in Stockton this podcast. So,
well, we talked about this in our last episode, but if you know the symphony, if you really want to, it's coming up. That's why I want to mention it. Is the holidays are coming up, and it's a great way to kind of break the ice on your symphony experience. And as Peter mentioned, you can wear jeans if you really want to.
Totally.
But the holiday season is. Classical or not symphonic music is just perfect for holiday music. So,
well, and not to discredit Anthony's favorite holiday, the symphony is doing a spooktacular concert at the end of this month. So, all the holidays are included. That is true.
Yes, they're equal opportunity.
I'm gonna shout out one more time with the Friends of the Fox classic movie series at Bob Hope Theater. That for me is a fantastic experience as a film nerd in this organization, going there and experiencing the Mighty Morton Oregon and the trivia that comes up before the film starts. Love the experience. And just to throw out what's coming up for them for the spooky season, they do have Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That'll be playing.
Oh, what date is that?
That is Sunday, October 22nd. So you got that one. So the weekend before Halloween. So there you go. There's that there. November, they're going to have a silent movie double feature with two kings of the silent movie era, Buster Keaton in 1 week and Charlie Chaplin in The Kid. And for the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th, you get Jimmy Stewart and, of course, the classic It's a Wonderful Life.
Which they're remaking, I heard.
Yes, I heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've already cast it. I can't remember who's in it, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Will Sasso. I'm joking. It's not
just kidding. Yeah, and just one more plug for the Civic Theater because, first of all, they got brand new seats. I've checked them out. They're very comfortable. But it is a great place to see the most talented people in our city, and they do great work. And we're big fans of the Civic Theater. We have Krista from our team here sits on their board of directors. We're big supporters of them. We have a seat. We actually have our name on a new seat.
Oh, amazing.
Awesome. So, yeah, go check that out. Find the Stockton seat.
I thought of one other shout out that we actually didn't even talk about before, mentioned nice seats. And I was like, dude, have you gone and seen a play at Lincoln High School lately? Because their theater is dope. It is so sick.
We didn't even scratch the surface on high school theater because St. Mary's
and
Lincoln.
The high school theater in Stockton is awesome. Yeah. Like, so cool. So, you know, go support those kids, man. Theater is so
it's awesome.
Important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fortunate that I got to go to St. Mary's, and I was talking, I am a mentor at St. Mary's these days. And
that's a little scary.
I know. You're telling me. But we were talking at like the orientation, and they were talking about, and it's all freshmen, right? And they were talking about the theater program at St. Mary's, and they were like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's cool to be in theater at St. Mary's. Like, the guys who play football, like, in the spring come and are in the plays during. Yeah, Anthony, was that your experience?
Former football player who became a theater guy in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was just, it was a fun way. I don't know. I don't know if it kept me out of all the trouble that my parents would like to think it kept me out of, but I met a lot of really cool people, and it just makes you like more comfortable in your skin, and it's collaborative and all those other things. So I guess all three of us had a big theater past. Big theater fan. So
we can talk about some of the, if people want to hear more in-depth conversations about some of the arts venues in town, we've done a few podcasts.
Oh my God, we've done a lot of podcasts about arts in Stockton. So The Catalyst, The Hagen, Stockton Symphony, Tuliberg, we did
Brandon Leak. Yeah. So. And a lot of the venues we talked about, you know, Terra Coffee that has art on their wall and does live performances. So yeah, check out all of the our previous podcasts to really, and we'll mention some of those in our Instagram page. You can find all those previous podcasts, or you just go to thisisstockton.com, scroll down, and just look at all 27 episodes that we've done. And many of those are supporting the local arts community.
Head into our archive of episodes.
The archive. Actually,
yeah, gosh, so many episodes. What a year we've had. All right, guys. And last but not least, we also have many blogs on our website about the arts in Stockton. But a couple to note is Exploring Arts and Entertainment in Stockton, the Hagen Museum blog, and the Classic Cinema blog, talking about your experience at the Hagen Museum. And be sure to follow us on social media if you aren't already. How weird if you're not already. Yeah, how embarrassing
Come
for
awkward.
You.
Hello.
Awkward. Yeah. But we are still just heavy in our arts promotion throughout the rest of October. Go back and look and see what we were talking about in September. But of course, we talk about the arts all year round here at Visit Stockton. Thanks, guys. I'm going to send us out of here. Thanks for being here. I'm going to take this over. Okay. Well, for supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will talk to you again soon.
Like, subscribe, and
like,
share, and
subscribe,
hashtag save and Anthony. All right.
Save Anthony.
Hashtag save Anthony.
New
t-shirts. We gotta get three new reviews before
Put it on
next
a hat.
Podcast. Yeah.
Put it on a hat.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.